Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long strikes out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Morin reaches second base with a double. Walls moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Simulai is chasing the ball. Long rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Amoros moves to second. Two outs. Carl Ferrillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin who is chasing the ball. Ferrillo reaches third base with a triple. Amoros scores. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers won. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rush strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morin hits a fly ball to right field. That will be extra bases. Ferrillo chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Hodges fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hodges. Walls goes all the way around to score. Morin moves all the way to home. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Hodges picks up the ball and throws it to Campanella, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Campanella reaches second base with a double. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campanella moves to third. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Snider reaches second base with a double. Campanella scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Johnny Padres pinch runs for Duke Snider. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger throws the ball into Banks, who tags Gilliam trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Padres scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 0 for 2 in the game. Amoros hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive towards third. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roebuck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Roebuck covering, for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simulai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amaras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Amaras is 0-3 in the game. Amaras hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Neiman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges is 0-3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Speak strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bob Rush. Chuck Tanner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Littrell now playing second base. Turk Lowne now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Furillo is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-3 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Campanella is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reese is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walls is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morin is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bulger is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Bulger hits a fly ball into left field. Amaras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roebuck is 0-1 in the game. Roebuck strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Simulai is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neiman is 0-for-4 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amoros is 0-for-4 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-4 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Furillo moves to second. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Campanella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walls is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Roebuck is 0-for-2 in the game. Roebuck takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Roebuck moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cimoli is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Amoros is 0-for-5 in the game. Amoros hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morin is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bolger batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bolger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bolger takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Long is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to third. Bolger moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-5 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Furillo is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Furillo strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hillman bunts in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morgan is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walls is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Campanella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Rosboro pinch runs for Roy Campanella. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reese is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Gino Cimoli. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Gilliam moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.